Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav, your sponsor, Lo Yinish Masam Yaakoshon and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Megillah Davov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings three opinions regarding what happens when you have a Ibur year, you have a leap year, an extra month. Which month will have the mitzvahs? And one of the shittas, the opinion of Blozer Be'ab Yosi, is that all the mitzvahs that we have in Adar, we do in Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. We do in the first Adar. That's when we do Megillah, that's when we do Purim, and that's when we do as well the Arba Pashas, the four Pashas that we read two before Purim and two after Purim, as the Gemara is going to speak about it towards the end of our Masechta. Meaning, the discussion over here in the Gemara is, which month of Adar is the main Adar? Is it Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? So, Blazer Rabbi Yaisi, he says the main Adar is the first Adar. But if you think about it, Lahore doesn't make any sense to read the four Pashas in Adar Aleph. It's understood if you want to make Purim on Adar Aleph, because that's the main Adar, that we understand. But the Arba Parshas, what are some of the Arba Parshas? One of them is Parshas Shkalim. What is Shkalim? To remind Am Yisrael to bring Shkalim a month before they're doing Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parshas Parah is for Am Yisrael to get ready and have Tahar before Pesach. Parshas HaChodesh is a Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about Chodesh Nisan. How would you read these four parshas in Chodesh Adar Aleph a month before they're supposed to come? What is the shaykhaz of the four parshas to the Adar Aleph and not to Adar Beis? It's supposed to be for Pesach. So here my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir Zatzal, always used to say that from here you see the Gevaldik HaChodesh, that the four parshas that we have are nothing to do with Chodesh Nisan. They have to do with Purim and Chodesh Adar only. And if Chodesh Adar would have been in the middle of the summer, we would also do the four parshas then. It's nothing to do with Pesach, it has to do with Purim. And what's the understanding in that? So Ramon always used to bring the Vilna Gaon, who in Aderes Eliyahu and Begir Parash Kisiso, says a short remez. He says, the Arba parshas that we read in Purim are connected the four times that we mention in Shachris in Shabbos. We say, Ein ke kecho, ein arech lecho, Hashem lakeda bo ilam hazeh, ilam hazeh is one. Ve'ein zulascha lo ilam habo, that's the second one, ilam habo. Efes bildecho limois ha-mashiach, the third time is limois ha-mashiach. Umidoy melecho l'schi ha-sameisim. That's the four times. Ilam hazeh, ilam habo, limois ha-mashiach, and chi ha-sameisim. Says the Vilna Gaon, the arba parshias are connected these four. Pasha shkalim is the ilam hazeh, we talk about money, that's ilam hazeh. Zachar is when you overcome a Molech, that's connected to Olam Haba, when there will be no Molech and Hashem Shalom Mekisa Shalom. Para, which is the Tahara of Am Yisrael, that's connected to Moshe Mashiach, who's going to bring Tahara to Am Yisrael. And Chodesh, which is the Chiddush, the new Am Yisrael, that's connected to Chias HaMesim. And without going now into all the details of why each one corresponds to which, and why we're going in this order, which is another question, but the ultimate goal that we get into in the Arba Parshas is to get to Tchias HaMesim. And explains to Moshe, what's the pshat in that? Because every year when we come to Purim, we re-experience Purim, as every other chag. And what is the decree that happened in Purim? Haman sent the letters that says, La'ashmin, la'harik, u'la'abet, iskola Yehudim. And every year this happens again, because these were never returned, as the Megillah tells us. The Sfarim of Haman were never returned back. So every year we have to go again through the Hashmi La'agul Abed. So how do we overcome that? Because we have Vinaha Foichu. The Vinaha Foichu, Asher Yishal to Yudim, this thing it happens every year as well. And we have to go through that process of turning things around through Purim and the Arba Parshas. The Arba Parshas is surrounding Purim, is part of the Mahalach, to take us from where we are in Erlam Hazeh, which is L'Hashmin L'Argul Abed, to bring us to Tchias HaMesim, to the renewal of Am Yisrael, for Am Yisrael to be able to be reborn. And immediately then we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where Am Yisrael is reborn every year again, because we go Yom Mitzrayim every year once again. But in order to get to that, we have to go through the process of what Purim is all about, taking us from Misa L'Chaim, as I'm going to tell us later, that every year we're doing Megillah because we had a tzala for Misa L'chaim. Every year we're being saved again from the Misa to life. And that's the process that goes from Shkalim through Purim reaching us to Tchias HaMeisim. That's why the four parshas are negat to Purim, nothing to do with Pesach. Even if Purim was a different time of the year, we have the four parshas surrounding it. They are part of that process to give us the new life, to give us the rebirth that we get through Purim and the Arba parshas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.